So if you take a rear view glance at your life and your business, you'll definitely discover that your best performance, your highest motivation, both for your organization and you and for you personally, came at times when you were met with significant challenges. We actually got up every morning and knew that you were forced to be curious and on point every day, challenged to meet some impossible demand or learn something new. That state of challenge and struggle, by the way, is a natural state for us. We're wired to function that way, but it's not the entire story. It's just part of the story, and I'll explain in a minute. So what do you suppose happens when things are running smoothly? So here's a list of the things that usually happens in business and personally. You tend to believe that you know all the answers. You become bored. You spend most of your time daydreaming or just frittering away time. Your interest level in your work loses its zeal, its zest. And perhaps when your agents are like this, they're more willing to look elsewhere just to shake things up and just look for externalized reasons to go. The first thing to know is that stagnation might actually be normal, just as normal as the times when we're firing on all cylinders. So take farming, for example. I would visit my grandfather, who was a farmer in Arkansas, most every Christmas. And when we would visit at Christmas, there wasn't really much going on. So I thought this looked like a pretty good gig. But when I went to work for him in the summer of 1977, I was shocked to figure out that there was a great deal going on. And I was employed at the height of activity with very little rest. Now, what I had not known was how the farmers spent most of their off season, which was reviewing, comparing, cross-pollinating ideas they had learned, innovating and planning for the next season. So this type of pattern might have been the norm for most vocations for thousands of years. So it's probably still the pattern that's baked in us and the way we operate best now. So what can you do? Get better at recognizing what season you're in for your organization, for those around you, for you yourself. Don't deny that you're in that season. Embrace it, identify it, and find ways to make that period of time sort of a rediscovery. If things are smooth, perhaps it's time to design meetings to question what people are doing, how it's working, to create learning opportunities, to shake people up from their complacency, to be creative in order to create curiosity about work, about what's next, about what needs to be done in the future. View your work as if there are these four seasons. Identify and have different rules and practices and rituals for each, and teach those of you who work for it to do the same.